Brilliant. Phoenix Moon here on Phoenix FM. Now, you grab your microphone as well. I've got to say, we've got a studio full of people here as well who we're going to be chatting to. Now, you want to start with Tony? Yeah. Do you want to introduce all of the members of the band here as well?
Of course I will, yes. I'll do the introducing.
As if you're on stage.
Welcome to Phoenix 98 FM.
I'm Tony, and this to my left is Paul. My good friend.
Hello, yep.
James.
What? And you have been doing most of the chatting there as well. Yeah. Yep. So, do you want to say a quick hello?
Hello.
Hello.
James Uncle Hon. And then we've got Paul Jr. or PJ, as he likes to be called.
Hello.
He's grown up now. It's PJ. Yes.
And you, Paul Jr. You see him play a lot, do you? You're like the extra member of the band, are you?
Well, I used to play the cajon, but then, obviously.
Then they got James, yeah.
But I'm working on playing the keyboard.
Yeah,
now.
He's a piano player.
He's a multi-instrumentalist.
He's a multi-instrumentalist, yeah.
Plays bass guitar as well.
Yeah.
So watch this space, really. I mean, I've got to ask, how old are you?
15. Just turned 15 yesterday.
So. Wow. Oh, happy birthday then.
Thank you.
So what, you think when you're 16, is that when you're going to be doing a lot more of this? Or are you out there doing a lot more of it now anyway?
I'm sort of out there quite a bit.
Yeah, I think study's getting in the way, unfortunately.
He's
definitely a paid up member of Phoenix Moon. He's just fitting it in as and when we can with that. But what's nice about being acoustic is you can take out as many or as little instruments as you can, you know. But being a piano player, it's a big instrument to take out. And Tony's got a tiny car. So that's why
Are you dissing my tiny car again?
I am, yeah. That's why there's no piano today.
We've had bands come down before, you know, and they've travelled by tube, they've got on the train, and the amount of instruments they bring down to the studio here as well, it's amazing. And I know there are plenty of bands who've done it in the past by public transport or with small vehicles, so you know it's possible, isn't it?
But saying that, we do manage, when you came out and played bass guitar on a few of the venues that we've done, we managed to get the bass guitar, the lead and the cajon in the car.
That's true, yeah.
And all of us.
I was in the boot, but we did manage it.
That's how you do it.
No, we just put him in there because he talks too much.
Well, look, the big thing I've got to ask, if anyone wants to find out more about you, really. Now, you're on Facebook, aren't you? Most of your updates, are they done on Facebook at the moment?
Yes, they all are at the moment. Yeah, we're working on getting the material onto YouTube. We're very late on that one, to be honest. But everything's on Facebook, and we update it regularly and let people know where we are, what we're doing.
And really, just looking up Phoenix Moon, Googling Phoenix Moon, or just typing that into Facebook is
exactly
the best way of finding your details.
Yes.
And have you got any big gigs coming up? Anything that you want to talk about in the next few months?
We've got a few festivals coming up in 2017.
Yeah.
And we're basically doing a lot of the open mics around Essex at the moment. So we're trying to build up a bit of a fan base here.
Yeah,
And that's where we're working towards. So it's a long slog.
We got quite a few bits offered to us by the Thames Delta, didn't we?
We did, which is great.
And there's such a following there already.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
We fell on that because we was doing a lot of the open mics back across our side of the water, you know, Kent that way.
Yeah.
And it just so happened that one of the nights that we were going to come out, we didn't know where to go, and we Googled the open mic nights and saw the ship in Grays. We thought, well, we'd give it a go. We popped across there, met them, Dorian from Thames Delta, and literally he put us on some things, you know, he put us up for a festival and some other bits via his stuff. So it kind of opened more doors. So that's why we decided contact yourselves and Essex might have been the way to sort of like start coming over this side of the water.
So effectively you can see yourself being more Essex based in terms of where
we're not Essex
where
boys
gigging.
Just yet, having a few fake tans, but you know, we're not going down that route yet.
Listen, it's only across the water, there's not that much difference.
No, you're very true, actually, it's not.
I've got to admit, they've been better audiences over here as well.
Really? No, they have.
Just trying to pull that back from the insult. He just goes, I do apologise.
It's not an insult. There's nothing wrong with being tanned. It goes with the shorts.
Well, look, it's great to see you coming down here. And hopefully we'll see you down on Phoenix FM soon as well.
Yes,
you've been around here.
That would be nice, yeah.
But so is there any big gig that you want to plug or anything coming up? Or really, if just anyone looks at Thames Delta gigs that are coming up,
you're planning
to be with the big ones then?
Yeah, I'd say look at our Facebook page or go on to Thames Delta and you'll see us there for sure. And we've got some things coming up that, to be honest, you can't really mention at the moment because they're not in stone, but they're coming up, yeah.
We're used to people saying that. Don't worry about it. Oh, look, thanks so much for coming in and seeing us, gentlemen. And
thank you.
As I say, hopefully see you down here soon.
Terrific. Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much. Phoenix Moon, everyone. And all the information is going to be up at the website. Do head over to phoenixfm.com.